Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Jack Jones was a normal kid, just like you. Okay, maybe you're not totally normal, but he did a bunch of normal kid stuff. Went to county high school, argued with his sister, played on his computer, and liked kicking a ball about. Regular kid stuff. He loved to read and sometimes wished his life was more exciting. He wondered what it would be like to be a royal prince or an astronaut, to grow up in the rainforest or be able to live on a boat instead of a small terraced house in the middle of a boring grey city somewhere in England. But his life was about to get much more interesting as it happened, and like most wishes, they don't always turn out quite the way we expect. So let's find out what happened. Jack was on his way home from school after yet another regular day. Regular maths, regular science, a really very average lunch with the usual drizzle for a gloomy autumn day. He had some coins in his pocket and thought that perhaps he would go into the corner shop and liven things up by buying a bar of his favourite chocolate. Counting the coins, he was annoyed to find that he was 2 pence short. Typical! He was just about to walk past the shop when something caught his eye. A coin on the gutter with a coppery glint. He was delighted to see that it was a 2 pence piece. Chocolatey excitement ahoy, he thought. But then he looked a little more closely. It was a 2 pence piece. But it wasn't quite right. There was no date to be seen, and the Queen's head, well, it looked as if she had a smirk. You wouldn't be able to tell unless you took a closer look, but it was so strange that he decided not to spend it, and to keep it instead. The next day at lunch, he showed some of the other kids. It made him look a bit more interesting than usual, and it did indeed draw a bit of a crowd. It's really bright. It's like it's glowing, said Ibrahim. I bet it's lucky. Flip it. Heads or tails, urged Amira. This led to the others joining the call. Flip it. Go on. Smiling, Jack thought that might be fun. He thought hard and then said, all right, I call heads. He flipped the coin and lo and behold, it was heads. The others cheered. Do it again. So he did. And here's the strange thing. Every time he guessed, the coin would land the way he had predicted. The children's eyes were large and they whispered that it must have been some strange powers. Mrs. Wallace, the lunchtime supervisor, had detected that some sort of fun was being had and had come to see that it was stopped immediately. The children groaned. What on earth are you doing with money in school? You know we are cashless. Put it away and don't let me see you with it again. And with a pointed look, off she went. The children dispersed to other pursuits and Jack went back to being normal again. After briefly being the most interesting person on the playground, he thought about the Queen's head with a strange smile and surreptitiously flipped the coin once more, out of sight from the others. As it spun into the air, twinkling, and then twinkled to the floor, he looked at the retreating old lady, thought to himself how much he wished Mrs. Wallace didn't work at the school. After all, she didn't seem to like kids very much. The odd thing was that in that moment, the old lady vanished. Mrs. Wallace not only ceased to work at the school, but she ceased to exist. No one seemed to have a problem with this. In fact, no one remembered her at all, and they looked at him like he was crazy. In a quiet moment, he tested the theory with another flip, unseen by the others. As he did, he wished that he had better trainers. His were so boringly average. He fancied some of the expensive ones like Darius always had. Sure enough, when he looked at his feet, his dowdy trainers had been replaced by the very latest design. And later at home, Mum and Dad seemed to think he'd always had them. And it was as if he always had. The coin seemed to grant wishes. It could change the past, the future, and even the universe to whatever Jack wished for. So as you can imagine, life began to get rather more exciting. His family benefited from some secret wishes, with Mum getting a much better job and Dad winning every cycle race he entered. That caused a few rumours about cheating, so Jack realised he had to be a bit more careful, but he would secretly wish for this and that just to make life more interesting. The coin came in handy as he grew older. His teachers had only expected him to pass some of his exams, but thanks to a sneaky bout of wishing, he came top of the class. He wondered how cool it would be to be an astronaut, and so through a few quiet flips of the coin, managed to slide his way into the top university for space exploration and conjure himself into just the right situations to get him the advantages he needed. Not all the time, just every now and then, and it always seemed that things had always been the new way, and no one remembered the old. A few years after that, as he looked out of the window of the space station down at Earth with everything he'd ever wanted, he wondered about the strange coin still tucked in his spacesuit and wondered why he didn't feel, well, completely happy. It seemed to be the one wish the coin couldn't grant. He thought one day how he was fed up with being so short. A quick wish later and he had gained a few inches in height. He thought his nose was a little wonky and a coin flip was easier than having an operation. It was as if he had begun to turn the wishes to changing his own body. And if only he could look a certain way, the feelings might follow. He realised he was tired. He'd been away from home and on missions for many years and wanted to see his parents. He thought he'd surprise them, so travelled back to the UK and knocked on their door. "Can I help you?" his mother said, peering at him around the doorframe as it opened. "It's me, Jack." Why didn't his mother recognise him? He was shocked. "You're not my Jack. You look nothing like him." "I've been working out at the gym," Jack lied. "Surely you recognise me." But she didn't. She looked a little scared and shut the door firmly. Jack's father appeared at the window and, scowling, drew the curtains firmly. He changed himself so much that his own parents didn't recognise him at all. He realised how selfish his wishes had been, that all the changes he had made had taken him further away from the happiness that he had realised. And he'd had enough. He flipped the coin one last time. "I want to go back." In an instant, he was back, aged 11, in the playground at County Hill School. He was astonished, but the relief was tremendous. He had the coin in his hand as the children urged him to flip it. But this time, he shook his head and he put it in his pocket. "Nah, it looks rare. I don't want to scratch it." This made him average and not interesting all over again, and the children grumbled and went off to play with someone else. He smiled to see Mrs. Wallace looking at him suspiciously. He gave her a warm smile. On the way home, he thought happily that if he remembered correctly, he had now just had the right amount of money for a bar of chocolate. And the thought made him happy. Small things are just as good at making us happy as the big things, it seemed. Or maybe he'd try for less selfish wishes to save the rainforests or stop wars. Whatever he decided, he knew that now, for himself at least, he'd settle for being boringly average as he made his way home. A home where he knew the door would always open for him. So that's the story of the wishing coin. Can you imagine all your wishes coming true?
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing Is a newborn great white?
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.